Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, should you forgive the narcissist? There is so much back and forth controversy over this on the posts, okay? Like, I had done a post where I was talking about how the narcissist will reap what they sow. In the end, the narcissist ends up in a bad way because of the way they live, okay? In other words, they live a haphazard type of lifestyle. They're, you know, they live secret lives. And so they don't have a lot of energy. You know, they spread themselves thin with all the different options. They wear themselves down. And eventually it takes a toll on their health and it affects them later on. So that's what I meant when they will reap what they sow. And also, you know, what goes around comes around. When you're, you know, evil to other people, other people are not going to be there for you when you need them, all right? So I had somebody get on there, and he made a valid point in the sense that he talked about, well, be careful with that. He said, because you have to have forgiveness because the devil is very crafty. And I know what he meant by that. What he was basically saying is, when you don't forgive the narcissist, okay, and you have this hurt still inside you, that hurt is going to eat away at you. It's going to make you angry. It's going to make you bitter. It's going to could affect your health, okay? So here's how I perceive it, you guys, as far as whether to forgive the narcissist. I'm going to talk from my own standpoint. Could I forgive the narcissist in my life? Well, not particularly, okay? But I don't wish bad on them. I just let them live their lives and they will destroy themselves. You know, it's like when you're driving or something and you have road rage or somebody's on your tail and you're driving and, you know, they cut you off or something like that. You don't get angry about it. You just say, you know what? Eventually, they're going to meet their match. And that's what happens to the narcissist. Eventually, they're going to meet somebody that's going to play them right back or is going to use them, or, you know, they're going to get it back from somebody else because there's always somebody smarter, craftier out there that will, you know, give it back to them. So what I mean by forgiveness, okay, the way I look at it, and people try to get, you know, very spiritual and religious about it, and they'll say, well, you know, you need to forgive. We were forgiven, okay? This is the Christianity point of view. You need to forgive in order for God to forgive you. But when you really analyze it, you forgive people that repent, okay? The difference with a narcissist is a narcissist does not repent. They're not sorry for the harm that they inflict on other people, okay? So I don't feel that you should have to forgive somebody unless they're truly sorry for what they've done. And a narcissist is not sorry for what they've done. Matter of fact, if they had it to do over, they would do the same thing to you. And this is why you never go back to a narcissist, because they will repeat the same pattern. They don't self-reflect, and therefore they don't correct themselves, because they won't acknowledge that they're wrong, okay? Because they can't face shame, all right? That's a personal choice that they make, because they know what right and wrong is. You know, they're not mentally insane. They know what right and wrong is. But the thing is, forgiveness, the way I look at it with forgiveness is this, okay? You could say, well, you know what? I forgive them in the sense that, you know what? I don't wish harm on them, but I don't ever want them around me or in my life again, okay? I accept, my forgiveness is that I accept what happened, because you have to accept it. Like, I'll look back and I'll look at, you know, the narcissists that I dealt with. And at the time, I didn't realize that they were narcissists, you know, but later on, when you educate yourself, you see it for what it is. And, you know, it, at first it makes you angry, but then you have to accept it for your own peace. Because number one, they're not going to change. And number two, you didn't know what you were dealing with at the time. So you also have to forgive yourself, because how would you have known what you were dealing with? You didn't have the education at that time. Okay, if you had the education at that time, you would have not dealt with that narcissist, or you would have distanced yourself with that narcissist, or you wouldn't have tried so much, you know, to talk to them and resolve conflict with them, because you would have known there is no resolution with a narcissist, because a narcissist is not a fair, impartial person that will speak the truth. They won't acknowledge anything that you have to say that will inflict shame on them. So it's futile to try to resolve conflict with a narcissist. So even though a narcissist could do some terrible, terrible things to people, and they some of them are just downright wicked and cruel, all right? For your own peace, you forgive, but forgiveness does not mean that you allow that person back into your life. Forgiveness means that you forgive the situation and you distance yourself so that you don't walk around with anger and bitterness, and that destroys you later on, okay? And that's what that man meant when he said, well, be careful, because you need to forgive, because the devil is crafty and will destroy you. And what he's saying is, after you have a narcissistic relationship, you're going to be angry. You're going to be bitter. You're going to have a sour look on about other people. You're going to look at the world in a different way. The narcissist takes away your innocence. Because when you start out with somebody and you don't know about narcissism, you don't realize that there's evil people in this world that will use you for their own benefit, okay? Because you thought this person was like you. You know, if you're nice to them, they'll be nice to you, and vice versa. But with a narcissist, it's not whether you're nice to them and they're going to be nice to you. They're going to be nice to you when they need you, or they need something from you, okay? And when they don't need you, they're going to be cold to you, indifferent to you, and discard you like you're nothing, okay? Because you are nothing to the narcissist. You're not a person with feelings and, you know, that they care about. Because they are completely self-absorbed, selfish. It's all about them. And they don't care, because they have this sour look on the world that they've got to get theirs. All right? And if you get hurt along the way, oh well, that's your fault for not knowing the game. Okay? Because it's a dog-eat-dog world. That's the outlook of the narcissist. Okay? So, you guys, it's like this. The way you forgive is by saying to yourself, you know what? Yeah, this person is wicked. Yeah, this person is cruel. And yeah, I won't give this person another minute of my life. They will not occupy another minute of my life. I will not acknowledge them ever again. If they contact me, if they Hoover me, guess what? They're not going to get me. They're not even going to get a response from me, because you never respond to the narcissist. Even if you want to tell them off or you want to tell them, leave me alone, you say nothing to the narcissist. You don't even give them your words. They are not even entitled to your words. This person wasted your time, wasted your life, and deceived you. You don't have to explain or justify yourself to the narcissist, okay? So you've got to look at it like this. You can't change your past, okay? None of us can change our past. I wish I could change my past, you guys. My life would have went totally different, but it is what it is, and I have to accept it for what it is in order to be happy. In order to be happy, you have to accept what happened and move on from it. Your pain is your lesson and your wisdom, and that pain is also what's going to give you your strength. When you have your pain, it makes you become closer to God. When you become closer to God, you get that discernment, and that discernment is going to prevent you from getting caught up with another toxic person again, all right? So it's like this. You don't have to go and say, well, you know, they have a mental illness and I'll just forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Number one, okay, they have a personality disorder. Number two, they know the difference between right and wrong. They're not mentally insane. And we had a whole big issue on the post here where a woman got on there and she said something like, oh, you know, I was talking about this on another NARC page and, you know, everybody came at me and said, well, they're disabled. They're disabled. I said, they are not disabled. They are not classified legally disabled. Do they get Social Security insurance? Social Security disability insurance? No, they don't, because they're not legally disabled, okay? And if they ever went to a Social Security office and they tried to get disability, the people down there would laugh at them, okay? And why is that? Because the narcissist is aware of right and wrong. If the narcissist went to court and had to answer questions to a judge, and they tried to use the excuse, well, I have a mental illness, judge. I have a mental illness. That's why I lied. Guess what? That won't hold water in court, okay? That narcissist will get destroyed in court. And why is that? Because that narcissist is not mentally insane. They do not have a classification of illness of mentally insane. They are cognitive of what is right and what is wrong, okay? They know what the truth is. They know what lies are, okay? And that's why they have to hide things. They hide things that shows you they are aware that they're lying, all right? They treat people differently. That shows you that they're aware of their lying, because they can manipulate to lie to certain people and not others, all right? So they know what a lie is. But what they fool people with is people think that they don't, okay? Like I see it time and time and time again where these influencers saying, well, you know, the narcissist is so delusional, they don't even know when they're lying. They know when they're lying, okay? Oh my God, they know when they're lying, you guys. It's just they justify the lies. That's the difference. They'll justify what they do with their lies. Like in other words, they'll say, you know, like with cheating and everything, in the back of their mind, they know it's wrong to cheat, but they'll justify it and say, well, I cheated because you worked all the time, all right? Or I cheated because you were cold and unaffectionate. Or I cheated because you probably are cheating on me, okay? Because they don't think anybody can fly straight. They think everybody's crooked and cheating out there, okay? But the thing is, they know what right and wrong is. It's just they justify it. So they feel justified in lying. That's the difference, okay? And now I'm getting off tangent here, okay? Because what I wanted to talk about was predominantly this forgiveness that people struggle with. You don't have to forgive the narcissist in the sense that you have to be like, you know, I forgive you and everything like that, okay? I mean, if you want to, that's a personal choice, okay? But you don't have to forgive somebody that does not repent for the wrongdoings that they have. And when you do forgive somebody like that, it's almost like you're, you know, affirming that their actions are okay. There is no consequences to their actions, all right? So, you know, everybody has to be accountable for their actions when they are aware that their actions are wrong, okay? So if the narcissist is aware that their actions are wrong, they should be accountable. Therefore, you don't necessarily have to forgive the narcissist, but what you do is you forgive the situation, okay? You forgive yourself for being in that situation because you didn't know or you ignored the red flags. And as far as the narcissist goes, for, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, whether the narcissist is a damaged person or they're not a damaged person, all right? You don't have to forgive that person. What you do is you distance yourself. That's your forgiveness. You're not coming back at them with revenge. You're not trying to hurt the narcissist, okay? Because when you seek out revenge, it backfires sometimes and it will come back at you. And you don't need that. You need to move forward in your life. And also, it takes away your time, energy. When you do that, all right, you're still giving the narcissist attention. The whole idea is to give that narcissist zero attention. They are RIP out of your life. And now you have refocused yourself onto what you're doing and moving forward with the other relationships that you have in your life with people that are true blue, that genuinely care about you. All right. And that will genuinely be there for you. That's what your focus is on. Okay. You're going to switch your focus from the nasty narcissist that tried to destroy you to the positive people in your life that lift you up and don't take you down. All right. So your forgiveness is the sense that you're going to step back from that narcissist and never, ever deal with them again. And whatever they choose to do, that's on them. All right. That's on them. That's their choice in life. That's the bed that they make. And you're not going to change it. All right. So you guys, it's like this, you know, a lot of people, it's a personal choice that you make. But from my perspective, I feel that if somebody doesn't repent, you don't owe them any kind of forgiveness. But the thing is, and you could still not let it eat away at you, because what you're doing is that, you know, you don't necessarily have to forgive that person in order to heal. You could still heal, but you've got to let go of the anger. You've got to accept it. It's the acceptance. It's the radical acceptance that whether you got played or you got used, you have to accept it. You didn't realize at the time. All right. You were vulnerable at the time. Maybe you were missing something in your life and you were vulnerable. And that's why you put your guard down and trusted this person. But you don't have to forgive this person. Your forgiveness is to walk away and stay away from that person. All right. That's what you have to do. Because even if you try to forgive that person, they don't appreciate your forgiveness. They will look at you as weak and they will try to come back into your life to use you again. All right. A narcissist doesn't appreciate when you're nice to them. They feel you're stupid. They feel you're weak. So the best thing to do is to step away from toxic, accept it for what it is, let it go. Just let it go and get rid of that anger and bitterness, all right? And you'll have that peace in knowing that, you know what? I'll never, ever, ever, ever deal with this person again. I'll never, ever, ever give this person one word out of my mouth. They will not get one word out of my mouth. That's it. This person will hurt me. I have to distance myself in order to have my peace. And that's the difference between the silent treatment and no contact, because somebody asked me about that. No contact is not that you want to punish the narcissist. No contact is to have your peace and respect yourself, okay? Whereas the silent treatment, when somebody gives you the silent treatment, They are trying to punish you. It's emotional abuse. They are trying to control you. They're either trying to punish you or they're trying to control you. They're trying to punish you for maybe saying something they don't like or doing something they don't like. So they're going to freeze you out. That's your covert narcissist, all right? They love to freeze you out and make you feel isolated and alone. That's why you got to have your fucking power, that they don't affect you. You know who the fuck you are, and you're not going to be swayed by their silent treatment, and you're not going to be around somebody like that, okay? That's going to keep going silent on you, all right? So, you guys, I'm on my preach this morning, but I was thinking about this, and I was like, I was getting into this conversation with my daughter, and we both agreed, because we were talking about this, about the forgiveness aspect, because it is such a controversial issue. Because you have these religious people that sit there and say, well, you have to forgive. You have to forgive in order to heal. Your forgiveness is stepping away from it. You don't have to, you know, bow down to the narcissist and forgive them, all right? Unless they are truly repentful and sorry for their sins and their actions, then that's a whole nother ball game. If somebody's truly sorry, and I mean truly, not fake sorry, we're not talking about the fake apology of a narcissist, because no apology from a narcissist is real. It's fake, all right? The only time a narcissist will apologize is either in the very beginning when they're trying to pretend that they're, you know, they're humble and they're empathetic. You know, in the beginning stages of a relationship, they may, you know, apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. They want you to think, oh, they're a good person. They can apologize. It's all bullshit. And then the other time they may apologize to you is when they want something out of you. But you'll never, or they want to get back in the relationship with you if they're real desperate to get back in the relationship and they need you, all right? Those are the only times they try to apologize. But, you know, be aware, these apologies are not, you know, they're not authentic. They're fake and they're manipulation to try to get something out of you, okay? So, you guys, just stay away from the narcissist. Your forgiveness is your distance, okay? The forgiveness is the distance. So, you know, the forgiveness, if you want to look at it like this, the forgiveness to the narcissist is that you just don't put yourself around them. That's your forgiveness to yourself as well. And that's how you respect yourself, by saying, you know what? I'm never going to put myself in a position around somebody like that again. This is how I respect myself. This is the no contact. I respect myself by not being around them. But see, when you go and you forgive the narcissist, you're sitting there in some cases, when you say, oh, I forgive the narcissist, you're still allowing that toxic person to be around you by forgiving the narcissist. You have to distance. That's your forgiveness to yourself, okay? And that's how you get your peace. Because even forgiving the narcissist is not going to give you your peace, because that narcissist is still around. You've got to get away from them, all right? They will never, ever fly straight. Understand that. So your forgiveness is to let it go. Distance yourself and look forward and not back. Not wish bad on the narcissist. Just say, you know what? They will reap what they sow, okay? They will reap what they sow. And I had somebody on the post say, well, I don't wish bad on them. Nobody's saying to wish bad on them, but they will destroy themselves because of the choices that they make in life, because of the deception, because of the evil. Evil always ends up in a bad place later on. It's like a criminal that keeps breaking the law and gets away with it time after time after time after time. Eventually, that criminal will get caught and pay the price, all right? And it's the same with the narcissist, because I get people, too, that say to me, oh, they look like they're living such a great life. All us good people, we end up bad, and the narcissist does well for themselves. Not necessarily, okay? That narcissist will reap what they sow. And I have seen it. I couldn't believe it. I've seen it in my own life, you guys. Somebody that I dealt with, I would never believed I would have seen that he reaped what he sowed, okay? And a lot of times it ends up in sickness. I'm telling you, because these people run themselves down. They don't take care of themselves down the road. They live in, you know, a crazy lifestyle. Narcissists are reckless, and it affects their health and it wears them down, and they do reckless things. And that's how they destroy themselves. All right. And I said, if it's not in this lifetime, they will face judgment later on, okay? No evil deed will go unseen, all right? And if you're a true believer, you know that. You know that. You know how life rolls. When you spit in the wind, it's going to come back and hit you in the face. You know, there's plenty of people that go along. They can go along 5, 10, 20 years, and eventually they could get exposed and it comes out. What's in the darkness always comes out into the light, you guys. I've seen it. I've seen it in my family. And I've seen it with other people. You know, it doesn't necessarily happen right away, but it happens. And it's not that you wish bad on anybody, okay? Because, you know, when you wish bad on people, that means you're living with anger. That's what that guy was trying to say in the original post, where he says the devil is crafty and he will destroy you. What he's trying to say is you've got to let go of that anger and just say, you know what? I'm just going to let God handle it. Vengeance is God. I'm not going to, you know, look for any kind of, you know, revenge. This person, they'll have to deal with God's vengeance because of their lifestyle choices and how they are evil people that hurt other people. It's going to catch up to them, because if you have enough life experience, life wisdom, you've seen it, okay? You've seen that eventually these people end up in a bad way. And a lot of times with narcissists, you know, people say, do they end up alone? Most of them do end up alone, and people don't want to be around them because the narcissist burnt so many bridges by being wicked. Most of them end up alone unless they have money. Then there'll always be, you know, somebody there trying to get their money, kissing their ass, okay? So whatever it is or it isn't, the point is you've got to think about yourself and your peace. And your peace is stepping back and forgiving the situation and saying, you know what? I got entangled with a bad person. All right. I can't change the past. I've got to look forward. I learned from my lesson. And now I'm focusing on things that make me happy. Okay. Focus in on things that uplift you, your children, your friends that are real friends, family members that are real family members that really care about you, not the toxic family members that leave you for dead. Okay. The toxic narcissistic family members that leave you for dead. You distance yourself and you forgive the situation and you say, you know what? That's fine. I just will never deal with this person again. Never. That's my forgiveness. My forgiveness is walking away, okay? And I let go of that anger and I let God handle it, okay? God will handle it. It's not that you wish bad on these people. It's just that you say to yourself, you know what? You know, every evil deed will have to face judgment, and so shall they, and so shall they, and it will happen. It will happen, okay? If you're a true believer and you know what it is and you understand life and you fucking get it, you understand this, okay? So I hope this helps you guys, all right? And I hope you're able to heal and move on. Understand this. You are not alone. There are so many people dealing with hurt, bitter feelings that they went through, whether it was a toxic partner, a toxic family member, a toxic friend. It's across the board, okay? It's across the board, okay? This is the, you know, spiritual warfare that we're dealing with between good and evil, all right? So you have to just see it for what it is. And this is a spiritual awakening for you as well, because a lot of people were not taught this when they were younger about good and evil in the world. They don't understand that this is not heaven, okay? We are not in heaven. You are being tested in this life, okay? You are being tested to see if you will make it to God's kingdom. So the people that really stand true to the truth will and know what the truth is, okay? The truth is God. People that understand that and walk in the truth will move to God's kingdom with their faith, all right? But the people that don't, that are crooked, that are devious, that are liars, cheaters, you know, thieves, killers, and everything like that, that break divine law, they will face it later on, okay? And they will face it later on in the lake of fire. So it said, okay? So I got spiritual with you guys, but you know what? You have to be spiritual in order to understand life. You have to understand it. It's beyond this world. It's beyond the flesh. You have to open your mind up and really understand how things work. And the only way you really understand that is from life experience. These are not things that I would have known in my 20s, okay? This comes from life experience and seeing within, you know, my friends, my family, my relationships, and everything, the same pattern of behavior and what happens to people. And, you know, you have to just step back, forgive, let go, because you don't want to have regrets in your life, and you want to be happy, you guys. Happiness is accepting what is in the world and doing your best. You keep people in your life that add to your life, not that take away from your life and cause you unhappiness. Or, you know, the people that don't care about you, get rid of them. You are better off alone than to have somebody who doesn't really care about you. I can't say this enough, because these people will make you question who you are, question, you know, they will break your self-esteem down and break you down. They are negative energy, negative. So you have to get away from these people, all right? That's why you have to have your own inner strength. So I'm going to talk about that in another podcast about, you know, inner strength, self-esteem, and how to build yourself up so that you don't become a target to any of these, you know, demons out there. And because the stronger you build yourself up, those demons won't have any impact on you, all right? After I'm done trying to teach you, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button, press the share button, and have a great day. I hope everybody has a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP123. Okay? And have a great day.